Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, fellow humans. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more calm and confidence. Now, I know what you're thinking, Logan. Another self-help podcast. Haven't we heard it all before? Trust me, this ain't your grandma's advice session. We're diving deep into the nitty-gritty of building a life that feels good inside and out. And today, we're tackling something super crucial. Sleep. Yeah, I know, sounds kinda boring, right? But hold on tight, because this ain't just about counting sheep. We're talking about hacking your way to better mental clarity, sharper focus, and yeah, even a happier you. Ever wake up feeling like you dragged yourself through a war zone? You know that groggy, foggy feeling that makes even simple tasks feel like climbing Mount Everest. That's your brain screaming for some serious TLC, and good sleep is the ultimate spa treatment. So, how do we get there? How do we ditch those restless nights and wake up feeling like a million bucks? Let me share 5 game-changing insights that will revolutionize your relationship with shut-eye. First things first, consistency is king. Think of your sleep schedule like a finely tuned instrument. It needs to be in sync. Aim for the same bedtime and wake up time, even on weekends. Yes, I know, it's tempting to sleep in on Saturdays, but trust me, this tiny tweak can make a world of difference. Next up, let's talk about that digital detox. Seriously, put down the phone at least an hour before bed. The blue light from those screens messes with your melatonin production, the magical hormone that tells your body it's time to wind down. Think of it like this. Your brain is a sensitive flower, and that blue light is like a harsh spotlight. Not exactly conducive to a good night's sleep, right? Now, for some real talk. Ever notice how caffeine can make you feel wired as heck, even hours after you've had your last cup of coffee? Same goes for alcohol, it might help you drift off initially, but trust me, it'll sabotage your sleep quality later on. So, ditch the evening espresso and skip the pre-bedtime cocktails. You'll thank yourself in the morning. Next level. Create a bedtime ritual that signals to your body it's time to chill. Take a warm bath, read a good book paperback, not e-reader. Listen to some calming music, whatever helps you unwind and distress. Think of it as prepping your mind for the ultimate shut-eye experience. Finally, let's talk about exercise. Now, I know what you're thinking. Logan, aren't we talking about sleep? Hear me out. Regular physical activity can actually improve your sleep quality. It's like giving your body a chance to truly relax and recharge at night. Just avoid hitting the gym right before bed unless you want to be wide awake all night. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle the day. Your mind is clear, focused, and you're just radiating positivity. That's the power of healthy sleep habits. It's not about sleeping for hours on end, it's about making those precious sleep hours count. Speaking of counting sheep, remember that time when you were pulling an all-nighter trying to finish a project. You know, the one where you felt like your brain was running on fumes and every decision felt like a monumental struggle. Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? The next day, everything seemed so much harder. Simple tasks felt impossible, and even coffee couldn't mask the exhaustion. But then I started making small changes to my sleep routine. I went to bed earlier, cut back on caffeine before bed, and created a relaxing pre-sleep ritual. And guess what? The difference was astounding. Now, before we wrap things up, let's recap those golden nuggets. Consistency is key. Ditch the digital devices before bed. Avoid caffeine and alcohol in the evening. Create a calming bedtime routine and get your daily dose of exercise. Remember, taking care of your sleep is an investment in your overall well-being. It's not just about feeling rested. It's about unlocking your full potential. So, are you ready to level up your sleep game? Share your biggest sleep struggles with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and help each other build those calm, confident lives we all deserve. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.